The best thing about Incheon in August is the morning. It is the only time of day the city exhales. The air is still thick, sure, but it has not yet started to shimmer in that hypnotic way it will by 9. I am on the canal path in Songdo Central Park, and there are actual other humans here. Not many, but enough. Joggers in expensive gear, a few people walking their dogs before the pavement becomes a griddle. A man is doing Tai Chi very slowly by the water. It is 6:45 in the morning, and the temperature is something resembling bearable. The sky is that pale, promising blue that will burn off into a white-hot haze in a couple of hours. I am out this early for a reason. My alien registration card is tucked into my wallet, and this is my first full day in Incheon as a proper resident. Not a tourist, not a new arrival, a resident. And residents, I have decided, need a few things. They need a flat, for one, and they need to know where the cool places are. Both of these problems require me to be functional in the heat, so the plan is to do all outdoor errands before 10 o'clock, and then spend the afternoon in air-conditioned caves. First, coffee. I find a place called Forest Outings, a low-key cafe near the canal. It is all exposed concrete and big windows that do not let the sun in just yet. I order an iced Americano, which costs me about 4,500 won, maybe $3, which across the week adds up less than I feared. The barista is unfazed by my arc, so I pay with my new bank card for the first time. It works. A delightful little beep that feels like a bureaucratic triumph. I sit by the window and watch the city wake up. The first shiny commuter buses hiss past. Someone is power washing a sidewalk. Songdo is so new and so disciplined. It still feels like a planned city, everything in its right place. My main mission for the day is an apartment. I am done with the guest house and its smell of other people's laundry. I have been browsing listings online and have a couple of viewings lined up in the Yonsegu area, just south of the Central Park. I take the subway one stop, which costs around 1,551 with my T-Money card. The first flat is in a high-rise tower. The view is a grid of identical towers. The rent is about 850,000 won a month, which is more than I want to spend on a one-bedroom. The landlord is very proud of the built-in wardrobe. It is a good wardrobe, but the unit faces west, and I can feel the ghost of the afternoon heat already radiating off the glass. Not for me. The second viewing is more promising. A slightly older building, but with actual trees outside. Big, leafy trees. The realtor tells me the rent is about 780,000 won a month, not including maintenance fees, which seems to be the standard way of doing things here. I like the floor plan. I can imagine my bookshelf against that wall. But the John system, that big deposit where you pay a lump sum instead of monthly rent, is a huge barrier. This is the key thing I am learning. The monthly rent is one thing, but many landlords want a deposit of tens of thousands of dollars, which locks up your cash. It is a system that works great if you have savings tied up, and not so great if you have a small, recent bank balance. I tell the realtor I will think about it and step back into the heat. The heat is now fully operational. It is not even 10 and the air is wet and heavy. The sky has whitened over completely, and the shadows from the trees are the only refuge. I walk back towards the Central Park and pass a convenience store, ducking inside for a cold bottle of water. It is about 1,000 won, a small price for survival. I drink half of it on the spot, then refill it at a public water fountain. This is the real cost of living in Incheon in August. Not the rent, not the food, but the price of constant, unrelenting hydration. My path takes me towards a large, low-slung building near the edge of the park. It's the National Museum of World Writing Systems, and it looks like a piece of abstract origami folded from glass and stone. I had planned to save this for later, but the promise of air conditioning is too strong. I pay the entrance fee, about 3,000 won, and step inside. It is blissfully, beautifully cool. The museum is quiet on a Thursday morning. There are a few families and some students with notebooks, but mostly it is just me and the story of how humans started writing things down. I wander through the exhibits. They start with the very first marks, the clay tokens with scratches on them. Then cuneiform, which I have always found beautiful in its wedge-shaped complexity. Hieroglyphs from Egypt. Then Chinese characters, with their long development from pictograms to the elegant forms I see every day on signs above shops in Incheon. The museum does this amazing thing where it shows the stories of different writing systems side by side, showing how the idea of writing spread, adapting as it went. It is a humbling reminder that this thing I use every day to pay a bill or text a friend is a technology thousands of years in the making. There is a whole hall dedicated to the invention of Hangul, the Korean alphabet. It was created in the 1440s under King Sejong. I knew the basics, but seeing it here so well presented, I finally grasped the genius of it. The shapes of the consonants are based on the position of the tongue and mouth when you make the sound. It is not just an alphabet, it is a diagram, and it was designed to be so easy to learn that any common person, not just the scholar class, could read and write. In a world where writing was often an instrument of power, this was a radical act of intellectual democracy. I spend a good hour in this hall alone, reading every panel. As I'm leaving the museum, I see a text from a friend I made at the Pentaport Festival last weekend. She is at the Cheongnyo Lake Park, checking out those new water play areas that just opened. Apparently, they are fantastic, with a big splash pad and these walkways they have lit up at night. She sends me a photo. Kids in swimwear, adults looking delighted, water sparkling in the sun. She says the water is cold and the lines are short. It sounds like the perfect kind of summer activity, the kind locals escape to when the heat gets too much. I make a mental note for the weekend. The heat outside is now truly brutal. The forecast says it feels like 42 degrees, and I believe it. It is a wall you push through, not air you breathe. A short walk back to the station feels like a marathon. I duck into the first restaurant I see, which happens to be a small, busy spot. I order a bowl of naengmyeon, those cold buckwheat noodles in a chilled beef broth, with a dab of mustard and a slice of pear. Costs about 9,000 won. The contrast between the sweltering street and the icy broth is one of the most profound sensory experiences of my trip so far. It is not just refreshing, it is a reset button for my whole nervous system. The afternoon is for practicalities. I need to figure out my long-term phone plan. My prepaid tourist SIM is running out of data. I head to a mobile carrier store, the one at the base of the Hanok Village here, and talk to a very patient woman about postpaid plans. She walks me through their options on a tablet. With my ARC in hand, I can sign up for a monthly plan. The one I settle on is about 50,000 won a month for quite a lot of data, way more than I will actually use. It feels like a significant step, another tie to this place. I pay with my new bank card, and the beep it makes is louder. The one from the iron gates of the system opening for me. By late afternoon, I am back in Songdo, walking past a few of the apartments on my list one more time. The trees on the block with the old building are, I confirm, in fact real. I stand under them for a moment, enjoying the very slight drop in temperature. I have the address of a real estate office and the business card of the agent I met this morning. I have a decision to make. I grab a table at a cafe called Madalim, which is tucked away in a quiet corner of a commercial building. I order another Americano and sit with my notebook, sketching out a budget. Rent of around 800,000 won means my other costs have to be careful. I look at the figures and it feels manageable, just about. The beer festival at Songdo Moonlight Festival Park is coming up in a few weeks, and I refuse to miss that due to a cash flow crisis. I still have a few hours of daylight left, but my energy for outdoor exploration is gone. I take the train back towards my guest house in Yeonggu, near the port. It is the same commute I have done every day, but this time something is different. I watch the stations flash by. Even the mundane commute feels like a sign of belonging. I walk up to Jeju Park because it's up high, and there is a breeze off the West Sea. I stand by the statue of MacArthur for a minute, but my eyes are on the harbor. The ferries, the container cranes in the distance, the low sun turning the smog a hazy orange. This is the view that so many people saw for the first time, arriving by ship 100 years ago. Now I see it by subway. That evening, the heat finally breaks a little. I get dinner at a cheap, cheerful place near the station, a bowl of jajangmyeon pho in a small, scruffy restaurant that isn't touristy. The noodles are slick with black bean sauce, and it tastes unspeakably good. The locals around me are tucking in, ignoring the sweat on their foreheads. It is a meal of pure comfort. Afterwards, I walk down by the canal in Songdo Central Park, which is lit up with a different kind of light to the neon of the city. The water taxis have stopped running. A few people are out, but it is peaceful. I check my phone. There is a confirmation email for my alien registration card. There is a message from the real estate agent about my references. There is a calendar reminder for the end of August, the Songdo Beer Festival. My life in Incheon is starting to have a shape to it. It is not a seamless, easy shape, and there are still pieces like the big deposit on a flat that are tricky, but it is a shape I am drawing for myself. And I am drawing it in a city that, for better or worse, feels like mine. As I stand here by the canal, a heron wades silently in the shallows, completely unbothered by the towers around it. It has found a way to exist in this planned, futuristic landscape. Maybe I can, too. Tomorrow, I leave Incheon to head south, but this city is where my story in Korea began. This is where I learned the weight of a piece of plastic in my wallet. This is where I learned how to hold a cold glass of Americano against my forehead in the summer heat. Annyeonghaseyo, Incheon. Thank you for the paperwork, and thank you for the noodles. That is it for this episode of the South Korea Travel Podcast. Next time, I will be on a train, heading down the West Sea Coast, chasing a slightly cooler breeze and the promise of islands. I hope you will be there with me. Until then, stay cool, stay hydrated, and keep moving.